A ceasefire deal was signed today in South Sudan, a bid to end a bloody conflict that's devastated the country. It's supposed to be finalized March 5th, but as NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports, it's not clear how much progress has actually been made.
East African mediators announced the agreement early today after yet another round of talks between representatives of Sudan's President Salva Kiir and his political adversary and erstwhile Vice President Riek Machar. The ceasefire deal edges them closer to a final deal to end almost 15 months of violence that have devastated the world's youngest nation. Ateng Wek Ateng speaks for the president.
This agreement, it is a roadmap.
Diplomatic sources say the interim deal sets out how the two rival leaders might rebuild trust and share power after the formation of an interim government. South Sudanese political analyst Peter Biar Ajak told the BBC he's not impressed.
They haven't really agreed on the fundamental issues, but both parties are quite aware that devastating atrocities were committed, and there's a general agreement that those who bear greatest responsibilities should be held accountable.
Tens of thousands of South Sudanese have been displaced by the fighting. They're praying for peace. Afebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.